The first of the winter snow left a thin blanket across the alleyway behind East Haven Harbour House. It wasn't much more than a heavy dusting, and Ty knew its beauty would be short-lived, as the sun was sure to melt it away before the council meeting was over. Still, it did leave him with a momentary sense of peace, a feeling he was little acquainted with these days. He stood quietly on the back step and watched his breath rise into the air. He felt different. Sure, the anger was still there, the desire to seek justice, but the rage was gone. It was as though someone had lifted an enormous weight off his shoulders, and for the first time in a long while, his thoughts were his own. With the witch's hold severed and the last of the book's magic excised from his mind, Ty felt almost hollow, as if a piece of him were missing. He wondered how long the feeling would linger. He hoped not too long.
"You still feel her, don't you?"
Ty cocked his head. His brother stood behind him in the doorway, taking up most of it with his broad shoulders.
"I see the way you look at that finger,"
Breen said, nodding at Ty's hand. Ty hadn't noticed, but he was thumbing the empty spot where the glass ring had been. It had only been a week since Nialas had purged him of the Namori's dark tendrils, the pages of Mangora's book having done more damage than he knew. It was scary how something as innocent as a book could have nearly toppled the kingdoms of Aldor. If Mangora had gotten her way, and the East Haven Wielder Council hadn't been there to stop her, she might have used Ty to kill nearly the entire provincial authority in one fell swoop. The wizard had said the ring in itself wasn't dangerous. It simply put a voice to the words in the book. But Nialas figured it was best that the artifact remained with him for safekeeping. Ty let his hand drop to his side.
"I don't know if I'll ever be rid of the feeling."
He shivered as he thought about what he'd done under Mangora's control, how he'd been forced to watch as the witch used his abilities against him, against his family, his friends. If he had a way to expel those memories, he would do it. He would cut them out with a knife. His dreams were plagued by nightmares, the worst of which involved Gilly. The look in the little man's eyes as Ty engulfed him in flame was more than he could bear. But that wasn't him. He had to keep reminding himself. It was the witch. Ty turned and looked up at his brother. He read the concern in his eyes.
"Will they ever forgive me?"
Breen took a deep breath and slowly released it, white mist curling above his head, forming a sort of spiral snake that widened as it rose.
"The more important question is, will you ever forgive yourself?"
Ty could feel the weight of his own guilt in his brother's eyes, and he looked away. He hated how Breen could peer inside him and, with one question, drive straight to the heart of the problem.
"I don't know."
Breen waited a moment before stepping back inside.
"Come on, they're waiting."
Ty nodded, expelling one last puff of mist before joining his brother. Master Eliab stood beside the kitchen table, cradling his double-bolt crossbow like a newborn child.
"Wintereth uponeth," he said, stepping over to the door and taking one last look outside before shutting. "It'll be a cold one for Thor, mark my words."
His mouth widened into a bright, toothless grin. He threw the door's bracer into place and started across the room, motioning for the two to follow. They made their way down the hall to the next room, then through the open door and down the stairs to the cellar. The Wielder Council used the cellar as a meeting place, as well as a temporary shelter for wielders who needed a place to hide. It seemed like a lifetime since Ty's father had first brought him here and introduced him to the council. So much had happened since that night. It seemed almost a distant memory.